Something called bioindustrial manufacturing may become a profit center for American farmers. Up next on Farm to Fork. As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. Fresh air and sunshine are abundant on most farms and ranches. Farmers need to take care working in the sun, though. Excess exposure can lead to heat stroke and dehydration in the short term and potential skin cancer long term. Protect yourself. Wear sunscreen, loose clothing, and a wide brim hat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. An enterprise called BioMade, with locations in both Minnesota and California, was started to enable and accelerate bioindustrial manufacturing in the U.S. CEO Doug Friedman.
BioMade is a nonprofit public-private partnership that was established right at the tail end of 2020 to advance U.S. competitiveness in bioindustrial manufacturing. We really believe at the core of what we do that the agricultural sector is at the heart of bioindustrial manufacturing success.
You heard right. It's an industry dependent on supplies from agriculture. Friedman says the plan is to help both agriculture and the manufacturing sector in the U.S.
Let's be honest. The U.S. has struggled in recent years in maintaining robust manufacturing dominance. And that's because it's hard to be a manufacturer in the U.S. There are a lot of things that make that hard. And we've offshored an incredible amount of manufacturing over the last several decades. And so we should be really conscious that we are talking about bringing something back to the U.S.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.